Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Lebanon celebrates their new, long-awaited president, and we'll tell you why. Then the satellite internet provider Starlink proves to be an unexpected help for Bible translators. The details in that story coming your way in just a few moments. And we'll begin today in Lebanon, where a new chapter is beginning with the election of a new president, Joseph Aoun, commander of the country's army.
He has the same last name as the president that we had before him, who was the most hated president for a long time, but he is of no relation.
That's Pierre Hosni of Horizons International, and he says Aoun's victory comes despite the terrorist group Hezbollah's attempt to retain control.
So there's a lot of celebration in the Christian community. Even Muslims are very happy that we have this guy in office.
Since the 1970s, political dominance in Lebanon has been a tug of war among ethnic groups.
And the good thing about the new president is that he does not belong to any of those political parties.
Hosni says Aoun plans to initiate a new chapter for Lebanon, complete with military independence from Hezbollah.
He wants to enact a state in the country where the Lebanese army monopolizes the bearing of military-grade arms.
Spiritually, Hosni says the doors are wide open.
As the smoke has cleared after this big war of the fall, we've actually found our church partners are more connected into the communities of non-believers.
Please pray for Lebanon in the days ahead, that members of the new administration would seek the Lord, and that the church would remain faithful as it grows in both number and maturity.
We never imagined that after the dark clouds, we would see such a bright sun shine.
Next, a 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck China's Tibet region last Tuesday. At least 126 people died and more than 47,000 have had to relocate in the midst of below freezing temperatures. Tremors were felt in Nepal and India, too. Chitri, A3's country director for Nepal, was literally reading scriptures about God shaking mountains and rolling rivers.
Right there, I was doing a devotion and then earthquake hit there and I couldn't get up and move even and run away. That's what happens. It was a long, probably 45-second, almost minute.
More than 1,600 aftershocks have struck the region as of Friday, slowing both rescue and relief work. Chitri says they're reaching out to people in northern Nepal to assess any needs there. It's an important time, he says, remembering the aftermath of the deadly 2015 Nepal quake, where Christians rallied others to begin clearing rubble.
These kinds of things actually moves the heart of the people, and the Holy Spirit can work in their life. They find Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Pray for gospel ministry and urgent relief work and consider supporting these efforts.
But if our brothers and sisters in USA and around the world can join with us, we can help them show the love of Christ and also meet their needs.
Finally, Starlink, a satellite internet service owned by SpaceX, is the latest tool in the tool belt of Bible translation services. Mark Roberts from Wycliffe Associates explains.
Starlink gives us a couple very unique opportunities and mitigates several challenges that we've faced in Bible translation.
First, Starlink allows teams to communicate securely with translators in remote or persecuted areas, providing mentorship, encouragement, and fellowship. Second, it enables the use of tools and resources that would otherwise be inaccessible.
We really provide our indigenous Bible translators with all of the technology tools that they need to be able to complete Bible translation.
And third, Starlink's stability and safety protect translators from persecution risk.
With those who are in areas of persecution, they are often watched, they're followed. If they leave their home, they might have to go to an internet cafe to do their work, and their history and their activity can be tracked in those locations. And so now those people can be in their home and have fellowship with other believers in the countries where they live and face persecution.
Pray for Bible translators to be encouraged by the opportunities Starlink provides and for their safety. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.